could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 29 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome all of you this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our goal is to stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week we tackle an issue and we share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that will make a big difference. This week, I'm very happy to have a friend of mine with me named Suze Angel. Suze, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Iris.
I'm very happy to have you here, and I would like to introduce you to our listeners because you have done some amazing things with your life. So Suze Angel is a registered movement therapist and a certified Feldenkrais teacher. And most of our listeners may not know what Feldenkrais is, so they're going to hear a lot about you in just a little bit. So Suze has been a Feldenkrais practitioner for over 30 years, and she's helped thousands of people improve their movement skills, whether they have been recovering from some kind of accident or injury, or just suffering some kind of repetitive stress disorder as well. She is a Fulbright scholar to France, and Suze was teaching French in Massachusetts when she herself became disabled by a fall. This injury led her to explore, of course, many different approaches in alternative medicine, and she didn't have much success until she discovered Feldenkrais method on her own, which is a gentle approach that works with the neuromuscular system to change movement patterns. Over the next 4 years, Suze rehabilitated herself completely through working with Moshe Feldenkrais, the originator of this unique technique. In her practice, she uses her own expertise to help others re-educate their musculoskeletal system, and she integrates cranial sacral therapy, visceral manipulation, and has a mechanical link towards integration of both the body's structure and movement capacity. Suze does classes and offers Bones for Health, designed to help and prevent osteoporosis, a class called Sounder Sleep, which is stress management seminars to improve sleep, and a class at Laguna Woods Community Center called Free Yourself from Pain and Stiffness with Feldenkrais Movement. Classes. When you take her classes, you learn how the body functions for maximum efficiency and comfort. And she also does individual integrative body work at her home studio in Laguna Beach, California. So, Suze, I would love to start by asking you, could you explain in more detail about how you rehabilitated yourself through Feldenkrais method?
Well, after having an injury, I'd injured my back. I was disabled. I had been very active before, dancing, skiing, you name it. All of a sudden, I was unable to accomplish any of those activities without pain. And at that point, it became aware of the fact that my body structure and movement habits were working against me for my recovery. I did chiropractic. I did some physical therapy. But sometimes, just strengthening muscles or putting them back in bones back in place don't solve the problem. You have to change what you're doing. how you sit, how you stand, how you actually activate the patterns of muscles in your body. And that's what I went through with Feldenkrais. It was based on the way babies learn to move. So it was like starting back from stage one, you know, going through learning how to crawl, how to stand, how to move the pelvis. And a lot of very subtle, small movements led to my ability to be able to dance and do all the things I need to do.
Well, it is so amazing because I know I met you a long time ago and I took one of your courses a long time ago. And I also know that with the work you've done and the experience you have, you also work with people that have movement disorders like cerebral palsy, for example. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Well, cerebral palsy comes from brain damage, which is lack of oxygen in the brain, and then the brain and the messages don't get sent to the muscles properly. I've worked with children with cerebral palsy. I've worked with people with MS, multiple sclerosis, also with people who've had strokes. Now, these are people who've had very serious breakages in the link in the nervous system, the way the brain sends messages through the nervous system to the muscles. However, most of us aren't dealing with that. We're simply dealing with the brain damage we've created for ourselves by not moving enough, by sitting too much, by not really varying our patterns. So what we're really doing when we're doing Feldenkrais is subtle kinds of movements and developing an awareness so you can compare one side. Say, for instance, if you had a stroke and one side doesn't work very well, you can actually do movements on the good side and then imagine them on the other side. And after a while, your body starts to see what the differences are and your brain clicks in. And you can repattern and create other motor systems. Also, there's a lack of efficiency. People usually don't have proper posture. They don't. When they think of posture, they think of standing up straight and sometimes even distort their body in the process. The real clue is to get your pelvis situated under your spine and your head over your spine and your legs properly underneath. And many people don't have any idea how to do that.
So posture is another area that you work with people on so that they're functioning better. Could you explain a little bit more about that?
So one of the things that I have found is that many people have an idea of posture of sucking in their stomach, throwing their shoulders back, and standing up straight, but in reality they're kind of bending over backward. And they are not really supporting their skeleton properly with the lower legs. Also, I've found that most people stand with their legs too wide. You go to an exercise class, people say, stand, put your legs shoulder width apart. That's not where your hip joints are. And that ends up distorting the hip joints, causes problems with the knees. And if you're holding your chest up in the air and arching back, you're making your chest very stiff. What that does is it puts a lot of pressure on the joints of the legs, causing hip joint problems, knee problems. People who lock their hip joints by tucking the pelvis under, which is another thing you're told in the exercise classes, that really doesn't work to have the hip joints move properly. So what
now,
I'm doing is I'm working from the bottom up to support the rest of the body, the upper body from the lower body.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners, Suze, may be presently going to physical therapy or some kind of other modality to get some type of rehab or pain management. So explain a little bit more in detail about the Feldenkrais and its neuromuscular, how the neuromuscular reeducation occurs, like the movement patterns and how the brain develops from that.
Well, you know, babies don't have very much movement capacity when they're born. Unlike, say, a wild beast, the little baby's born and soon they're running after the herd. So with children, the learning takes place over a period of time. There comes a time in which the child learns to move the pelvis and roll over, learns to sit up, learns to crawl. And when we strap our children into chairs, a lot of times to protect them, into car seats, we may create a pattern where the child doesn't know it even has a pelvis because it's not able to move. And over a period of time, what that does is it creates a pattern in the brain of holding the body stiffly. Now, when you take that later to older people, and sometimes they're walking with walkers, sometimes they're sitting in chairs, those lazy boy chairs, in which their spines are curved and the head is way forward, they stand up after sitting there for 5 hours, and they walk around with the head way forward. So what we're really doing is we're going back to a place where we can break up these patterns of holding, because movement is about changing, and it's not about being static. So the physics of the human body and the movement, in movement and, you know, standing, walking, playing ball, golf, anything that you want to do, all of those things are based on acting, and not being stable, fixed position rather. So we break up the patterns. For example, if people want to do, would you like to have me just do a little exercise with people?
Absolutely. That was one of my next questions listening to you.
Okay. Well, so if just sitting at home, you can sit in your chair and just have both feet on the floor and turn and look to your right and then turn and look to your left and figure out which side you're more restricted turning to, and just notice where the tension is in your neck or your shoulders. So now turn your head to the side which is more restricted, and don't force it, don't turn it so far that you really create any pain, but just leave your head on that side, and then slowly and gently move just your eyes to the right and to the left. Just relax while you do that, breathe. And do that a few times, and then you may find that you can turn your head just a little bit more to that same restricted side. Turn your head that tiny increment more and leave it there. And move your eyes right and left a few times. And you can do it with your eyes open or with your eyes closed. And then you may be able to turn your head just slightly more. And if so, do so, moving your eyes back and forth. And then that's probably enough. That's probably about as far as you can go. So just turn your head gently back to the center, and then gently turn your head right and left, and see which side moves better.
Wow, I just did that. People, that's really cool.
So what happened for you, Dr. Iris?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find some improvement in the way your head turned?
Absolutely.
So what you did was you broke up a pattern. You didn't do an exercise. You didn't stretch. You didn't force. What you did was usually your eyes are just fixed in a certain position in your head. And this happens more and more because we stare at screens, TVs, sitting in your car. And frequently, that creates a pattern of stiffness in the whole body. Your body forgets that it has an ability to differentiate the parts. So it differentiated the movement of the head and the eyes. All of a sudden, one side, the side that was more restricted, can move better. Now, if you want to go on, we can do a little bit more involving your pelvis and shoulders.
I would love to, but we need to take a very quick break, and we will be right back.
Okay.
Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and we are here today with Suze Angel, and we are having a fascinating conversation about Feldenkrais neuromuscular reeducation. And Suze just gave us a wonderful example of what can improve. So you said that you'd like to share another example with us, so go for it, girl.
Okay, well, this is taking it down to your pelvis where you're sitting. So make sure that you're not leaning on the back of your chair. Move forward from the back of your chair about 3 or 4 inches. Make sure your feet are planted on the ground, no ankles crossed, no legs crossed. And place both of your hands on each knee, so your right hand on your right knee, left hand on your left knee. Now from your hip joint or from your pelvis, simply turn your pelvis, push your pelvis forward so that your knee, your right knee goes forward, and you'll find your left knee comes back. And then turn back to front, facing front. So you're simply turning your body slightly as you push your knee forward and then coming back. Now, just stop for a moment and just turn your body without thinking. Turn to the right, turn to the left, and mark a spot on the wall. And just notice that spot, okay? Now, begin to push your pelvis forward, pushing your right knee forward. Your left knee will be coming back. And as you do that, you'll notice that that turns your head and your spine, and you'll be able to mark a spot on the wall when you turn. Now, do that a couple of times. Come back to center. Now, the next time you're still pushing your right knee forward from your hip joint, turning your pelvis, you're looking to the left, but turn your head to the right. So it comes towards your shoulder. So you're turning your head in the opposite direction that your pelvis is turning. And just do that a few times. In fact, if you like, you can fix your eyes on the wall in front of you as you do that movement. You're turning your pelvis to the left, your head to the right, your eyes are fixed, and then come back to center and rest just a moment. Now turn and look to the right, and then look to the left. And most of you will find that you have some improvement turning and looking to the left, looking over your shoulder.
Wow, thank you so much. I really felt that big difference. So can you describe some of the classes? I know you give group classes, and I know you do individual sessions. So can you describe a little bit first about your group classes and then the difference between the group classes and your individual sessions?
Well, in the group classes, I'm leading people through movements. And for example, this can be elaborated because there's so many different parts of the body. You can move your eyes separately from your head. You can move the shoulders. You can move all of these. So we're putting patterns together and we're breaking up patterns. And people usually, I do some of it sitting, but mostly it's lying on the floor and I'm leading you through movements. Now, for example, this little thing that we just did, so, so important because this is the rotation of the spine. And if you want to keep your driver's license and you're older and you can't look over your shoulder, this is a very, very important lesson. These are all lessons, things to remember before you take your driver's license so that you are driving safely. Individually working with people, I put them on a table. I actually touch the body. It's a close-on technique. And I touch certain muscles and I look at movement patterns. And I help move the body in gentle ways. It's not like a chiropractic adjustment or anything like that. It's really working with the ability to sense and feel and the sense of discernment. So the theme I had in my class today was that Feldenkrais is like wine tasting. which is very subtle discernment, versus, say, going to a frat party where you have a keg. And at the frat party, you want to drink as much as you can, as quickly as possible, because that's what they do there. And that's kind of like how people go about exercise. They can go to a gym and they do everything and they push their bodies and they just do it without thinking or feeling. Whereas when you go to a wine tasting, they give you a little bit of wine, you sip it, you actually appreciate the wine, and over a period of time, then you compare it one to another. So what we're doing is we're comparing movements, we're breaking movements up into very small segments, and then at the end, putting them back together so that you can perform better when you're golfing, so that you can actually improve your performance in athletics, or the way you sit or stand, or just have freedom in your body again. So,
yes, this sounds amazing. This just sounds amazing. So how can people reach you if they want to take your classes or have an individual session?
My phone number is 949-677-3434.
And your website?
My website is Suze Angel, that's spelled S-U-Z-E-A-N-G-E-L dot byregion, B-Y-R-E-G-I-O-N dot net.
And I'm sorry.
Suze Angel.
Go ahead.
Byregion dot net.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you could repeat your phone number once again.
949-677-3434.
Now, Suze, you know that my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment. Would you like to share from your professional opinion two things that you think would shift our listeners' attitudes?
Well, one thing, if you get up in the morning, drink a couple of glasses of water, and go out for a walk and appreciate the beauty outside, swing your arms, get your blood pumping, and it will brighten your mood by walking outside every day. That's the first thing to do. Last thing before you go to bed, do not watch the news, which is mostly bad news.
Okay, yes.
Take some time. Take time to relax and laugh out loud and relax during the day to make sure that you avoid negative news before you go to bed.
And I love that. Thank you so much, because it's so true. Now, I know you have something called the 10 Tips for Living a Healthy, Happy Life. Would you like to just give us a peek in at what that's about?
Well, that's the first one was drinking the water and going out for a walk. And some of it is about not sitting slumped in couches or lazy boy chairs, you know, to change your posture. Breathe into your diaphragm and relax your belly while you're sitting, and pay attention to how you move, vary your movements. Find your passion, something you love doing. Set flexible goals and acknowledge small achievements. I also recommend a couple of really good supplements that people take, like magnesium, which helps relax your muscles and gets calcium into your bones, and then something called Protandim, which reduces free radical damage. These are all things that can really help support you in your body, in your nutrition, in your mind, because what I do is body-mind integration. It's not just body work. It's really mind work as well.
So now if somebody wants to come to your class and they're unsure, because this is something that people just don't hear that much about, can they just try out a class with you?
Sure. Just give me a call and tell me that you listen to me on the radio, and I'll be happy to do that. I also have on November 20th in the evening at 7 p.m., I have a free introduction to Feldenkrais that's happening in Laguna Woods. So if you want to call me, and that's my cell phone, so you can text me. You can text me your email, and I will just send you the copy of the flyer, and would love to connect with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So that's on November 20th at what time?
It's a Thursday evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m.
And you're going to give like examples of what you just did with your the people that attend.
Yes, we'll actually, you know, do some movement, and you'll come out of there feeling totally different. In fact, somebody came to one of my demos. She said, "Oh my gosh, I got more out of this than 6 months of physical therapy."
Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. So I know you treat many different types of injuries or conditions. What would you say has been the most successful condition that you've treated to date?
I've helped a lot of people with their backs and their hip joints, knees, those sorts of injuries, whiplashes. So anything to do with the spine in terms of movement, anything to do with your joints and balance. All I can say is everybody's different. And when people come in with a back problem, they usually have other contributing factors.
Absolutely.
And so what I do is I integrate the parts and help people become more aware, to have that discernment, so that they're aware of what they're doing and they can change how they're managing their own bodies.
And are there any specific exercises or movements that you suggest that people don't do after they've been injured?
Don't do sit-ups.
Sit-ups. Really? Okay.
Sit-ups actually divorce your legs from the muscles that are supposed to lift them. All those crunches that people do, and they don't even have time to breathe. Moshe has a way that you actually condition your abdominals and you relax your back at the same time. If you're contracting your belly and you're keeping your legs straight, bent up, and you're doing crunches, you're fighting yourself. It really doesn't work. So if you can avoid sit-ups, that is the best thing, and learn to do the Feldenkrais way of doing it, which is actually moving your legs toward your elbows while you're supporting your head. You interlace your hands behind your head, not your neck, and you use the muscles of your front from your sternum down to your pelvis. You actually activate your psoas muscle and strengthen it. And then that creates balance. And so when you're walking, you're moving your hip joint and you're using the psoas muscle to lift your legs.
Wow. Well, our show is about to come to an end, but I would love for you to share your last minute words of wisdom with us.
Well, my last minute words of wisdom are that you really need to pay attention to your body. And you need to pay attention to the furniture you sit in and your posture when you're at your computer, and to really, really acknowledge your body, to love your body and not say that I have a bad knee, I have a bad leg, and concentrate on just that part. You have to work on your whole body, your whole self, your attitude. And if you can lie down on the floor and roll around like a baby for 5 or 10 minutes a day, you will feel much better and you'll keep your body flexible into your later years.
Well, I thank you so much. And I think that's what I'm going to do after the show is over. It's been such a treat. Yes. It's been such a treat to have you on our show today. We've been here today with Suze Angel. You can reach her by calling her and going to her class on November 20th at 949-677-3434. Her email is Suze Angel, S-U-Z-E, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, 007@gmail.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, November 25th, well, we will have you, our listeners, call in and tell us about what you are grateful for. For now, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com and my website, www.driris.com. And I'm leaving you with a beautiful quote for the day from Pablo Picasso. Meaning life is to find your gift. Purpose life is to give it away. Have a beautiful day.
deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there.